unauthorized probe into Wisconsin's 2020 election. The judge denied a request from the Speaker's office to block the depositions. Speaker Voss and his attorney will now sit to answer questions about how the public officials responded to the multiple requests for public records and if additional records have been withheld or destroyed. Southern Wisconsin will be in winter weather advisory today until 6 p.m. with gusting winds that could get up to 40 miles an hour and snowfall around 1 inch of accumulation. 60% chance for snow and a high of 20 degrees. Cloudy skies expected this evening with an overnight low of 9 degrees. You're listening to Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM.
Devil Radio programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Find them at solidarityrealty.com. Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative.
Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio and the Shaw. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right back to the front lines of history in the making. Jamie Raskin is a constitutional law professor, retired. He's a member of Congress from Maryland. He's excellent. He just wrote a book that just got published called Unthinkable. Unthinkable. I've not yet read it myself, but I've heard it discussed and I'm going to get it. Sounds very good. And he analyzes the intent of the coup that was at the heart of the insurrection on January 6th. And here's what he says, and I agree with him. He says there were three rings of people there, three circles of people there. The first circle was simply the rioters, people who got on Facebook or got emails from Trump or his supporters saying, come there on January 6th, and they get ginned up, they got lathered up by the speeches that Trump gave, Don Trump Jr. gave, Giuliani gave, Mo Brooks gave, and others. And they went up there and they believed that the election had been stolen because the big shots had told them it had been stolen and it was false. The second ring inside of that were the insurrectionists. They were the ones who intended to stop the counting of the votes. They thought that there had been fraud in the election. They were wrong. And they went there not only with the intent to demonstrate and riot, but with a specific purpose. And that was to scare the members of Congress, drive them out so that they couldn't count the votes. They couldn't certify the votes. They'd already been counted. They'd been certified by all 50 states, including all governors, all secretaries of state, the majority of them Republicans have been certified. They were trying to stop them. But the truly inner ring, the most dangerous ring, was the coup, the people in the coup ring, C-O-U-P, coup. What do I mean by that? These are the people that had plotted out the legal strategy to do this and then tie it up in the court so long that Trump would effectively continue to serve, Pence would continue to serve as vice president, and Biden would never be president. And what was the theory of the coup? And some of the people in the coup ring didn't want the rioters to cause that problem. They wanted Pence to do it with a briefcase. And here's what was going on. Their plan was that Pence would reject enough electoral votes to drive Biden under 270. Biden got a little over 300. You need 270 electoral votes to be elected president of the United States. The idea was There were six states at issue, only six states. Pence would say, well, we have evidence, without being at all specific about it because it didn't exist, of fraud in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. And he might even throw in Georgia. The four of them would drive Biden under 270. I personally think, I got to go do the arithmetic again, but it might have been that Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan would have been enough. But you throw in Georgia. So we're going to accept the certification of all the rest of the states, and those four states, we're going to send it back to the state legislature for determination. Then lawsuits would be filed, but Trump would still be president. The gerrymandered crooked legislatures in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Georgia would have all sent Trump electors. They would have said, we've looked at it. The vice president said there might be fraud. That's good enough for us. So here are Trump electors. And they did send 10 of them from Wisconsin. You think you're sitting back burping and yawning and think, well, it couldn't happen here. It already happened here. Voss selected 10 Trump. These are fraudulent Trump electors in a meeting in the state capitol on government time. And their names were sent off. That was a forgery. That was a fraud. There should have been a prosecution over that. That would have happened in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Georgia, just four states. Just four states. Then you would have had a court faced with, well, the legislatures in these four states say that Trump won because there was fraud. We don't want to sit in judgment on the legislatures. The Constitution does say, it does, that the legislature ultimately decides who the electors are. That's because in 1788, when George Washington was nominated and elected, there was no presidential election. The big shots in each of the states just took the most prominent people, and they were the electors. And then when we started to have presidential elections, you go back to 1876, Rutherford Hayes against Sam Tilden. Sam Tilden won it. Rutherford Hayes was a Republican. Sam Tilden was the Democrat. In those days, the Republican Party was the more liberal party, and they were not going to turn it over to a party that had been behind the Confederacy. And so they just flat out stuck Rutherford Hayes in anyway. The devil's bargain was they agreed to give up Reconstruction, permit Black people in the South to be murdered indiscriminately for another 100 years till John F. Kennedy came along and the civil rights movement was launched. In any event, that was the idea now, the coup. And many of them didn't want rioters beating up cops. It looked bad. There's bad optics. They thought that Pence would go along with it, and Pence was about to go along with it. Finally, he called Dan Quayle, who'd been vice president. Now, Dan Quayle has had a bad reputation for a long time as being dumber than a bag of rocks. Well, I don't think he is dumber than a bag of rocks. He would say very, very twisted, strange things. But he said to Pence, are you out of your mind? You think you're going to get up there and just declare that you should stay in office on your own? You as vice president, Trump as president, don't do it. And Pence chickened out. Just like crooked William Barr chickened out several weeks in advance and resigned as attorney general. But that came closer to success than you realize. Because if Pence had a little more audacity, he would have said, we have credible reports of fraud in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Georgia. Robin Voss in Wisconsin says there's fraud. He's the speaker. We're sending it back to them to investigate. Robin Voss hired Gableman. He would have hired Gableman earlier. He would have investigated. What do you think Gableman would have advised Voss? Gableman in November, right after the election, said that it was a fraud and it was stolen. Do you see how the crooked, corrupt legislature through gerrymandering can leverage that into selecting a president against your will? Wisconsin's electorate voted by more than 20,000 votes that Biden would be president. It wouldn't have made any different. So you got to read this book, Unthinkable. But he is exactly right. And by the way, when election is determined by the courts to be contested on the certification, the Constitution provides that the congressional delegations, not the Senate, the House decides who the president is. That's what happened in 1876. And you may think, oh, great. Well, Nancy Pelosi has that in hand. I mean, we have an 8-seat majority. Wrong. The Constitution provides that each state gets one vote. Wisconsin would get one vote. Through gerrymandering, 5 of the 8 congressmen are Republicans. The one vote from Wisconsin would have been for Trump. By a gerrymandered Congress that doesn't even reflect the state. Do you see how gerrymandering can leverage a fascist takeover, frankly, of our democratic system? By reaching to the presidency itself. And a majority of the states, more than 25, have Republican majority congressional delegations. For instance, Wyoming would get one vote. They only have one congressman. Rhode Island would get one vote, only one congressman. Let me tell you something. This is something to keep in mind. Fascism is not a political philosophy with any norms or integrity. It's simply a name to get power through any means possible by applying the appearance of the rule of law. And then once you're in, hold on to it by any means possible, but mimicking the rule of law. In a democracy, it creeps in one act at a time. Gableman is one of the starts. Voss is a start. This coup group is a start. This will keep up. The dozens of laws that have been passed to make absentee voting and drop boxes difficult or impossible and restrict voting in democratic cities is a step in that direction. This has got to be stopped. In Italy and Germany in the 1920s, this is how this started. They went in initially using the appearance of rule of law. And here you only need lawyers with briefcases in 4 states, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, to accomplish it here. And it's on the way to being accomplished here. And everybody listening to this has got to step up to it. And I don't care what your political party is. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.